So this is the Scots Cowgirl. I have my cowboy hat on today because it is absolutely baking at Willen Lake, and I'm standing here with Jackie Kay, who we commissioned to do a poetry new piece of poetry for the little robot Scriff, which is currently printing it out along the banks of Willen Lake. So how do you feel about this, Jackie? What's your first impressions?
Well, my first impressions are that it's really exciting. I'm standing here with my sun hat on as well. And it's so cool. It's such a cool experience to have your poem written in the sand like this. And everybody's standing around trying to anticipate what the word is going to be. So lots of children are reading the poem out as it's printed in the sand, which is exciting.
It's a new way of experiencing poetry, isn't it? Which must be really interesting for a writer to see your words kind of printed out on a large scale, as it were.
Yeah, it is. It makes poetry into kind of a theatre for the moment, because we've got this theatre by the lake, because nobody knows what the next word is going to be. So everybody's anticipating it like they would a piece in a play or a piece in a story. So I really love the participation in that, because you don't generally, when you write a poem, get other people participating in what the next word is going to be. So that's an entirely unique experience for me.
And it's the poem's inspired by your kind of impressions and walking around Milton Keynes, isn't it? And is there any particular resonance or words in this stanza that's being printed out now that people might recognise as particularly Milton Keynes?
Yeah, I think already they would get the follow the grid-grassed roads. That's where we've got to so far. Pass, and it's about to say under. And I think, yes, I think that they would get resonances with the grids of Milton Keynes and the roads. But there's also something about finding your way here, and I promise that people, when they come to live in Milton Keynes, are often just so excited. They often feel like they've come somewhere safe and somewhere very special. And so I like the idea of, like, follow the yellow brick road. The kind of echo of that I wanted to give in the poem, that you're finding your way here to a place that is kind of part myth, part dream, part concrete, part roundabout, part green, part ecology, part surprise, part magic, and it's got all of these contradictions in the place itself.
And the setting for what will be the reading of the full poem for the first time, the UK premiere, in the Spiegel Tent Gardens, just beside Willen Lake. You couldn't have a more perfect setting than a perfect day, could we?
No, we're so lucky with the sunshine, because it would be terrible. I don't know what would happen to this poem if it was rained on. Rain on my parade. And what happens to the sand when the rain hits it. So we couldn't have a more perfect setting by Willen Lake. And it's interesting, because I came here when I was thinking about writing the poem. I came to Willen Lake and I hadn't realised that the robot was actually going to be here. So that's a funny, nice coincidence to me.
Yeah.
I hadn't realised that it was going to be here at all.
Well, we are really looking forward to hearing the whole poem in its entirety. It starts at 4 o'clock in the Spiegel Tent. Still time to get some tickets, get yourself down to Willen Lake, and we'll look forward to hearing more of you. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.